I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pakistan has issued a list of 1,500 words or names to be blocked from text messages. Among them is Jesus Christ. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says while some of the words on the blacklist were obscenities or sexual terms, he wonders if the list could be used as a filter to weed out those working in the name of Christ.
It seems like that would single out Christians who are doing ministry, who are doing evangelism, who are doing anything that would be seen as not in the interests of the glory of Islam.
However, the definition of what is anti-Islamic is very loose, which leads Nettleton to add,
pray for the safety of Christians who are working and witnessing in Pakistan.
Next, a propaganda label has been stamped on a Chinese Bible exhibit touring the U.S. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's source with China Aid says three house church leaders from China were upset by how the exhibit waters down the truth of persecution in China. But government officials say the exhibit shows there's no need to smuggle Bibles. Ranking at 16th on the World Watch list for persecution, China's actions are speaking louder than words. And missions have to up the ante as the world makes way for the 7 billionth person born last month. Ron Hutchcraft, founder of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, says the trend in the church isn't seeing the type of acceleration needed to keep up with the world.
The percentage of money being given to world missions is declining, and many ministries are finding that many church missions budgets are going in the other direction. There's being less spent.
Hutchcraft says change has to come first in the hearts of Christians.
One practical thing that every believer, every listener can do is to say, dear God, would you break my heart for a piece of the world that breaks yours?
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.